Mind the Gap, you're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more. Brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. I'm joined today by local musicians Kimberly and Mason. They are part of Hillstead. Can you guys tell me about your band and your backgrounds?
Yeah, sure. We met in 2021 in another band, actually, and started playing music together then. And a few months after we met, we kind of started doing our own thing as far as the duo stuff, acoustic, and started dating and, you know, all that fun stuff. And so, yeah, that was kind of how we got started. Tell them, like, you play music. You've played music for a long time.
Yeah, so I moved here back in 2017 from San Antonio, Texas, which is where I really started originally with my musical endeavors. I've been playing guitar for about 16 years, been doing music production and sound engineering and live sound and whatnot for about 10 years. And I had a band for a short period of time then, just back in about 2015, 2016, and, you know, got to really do a lot down there. And then moving here, played with several musicians. First time I played really in Hot Springs was at the Ohio Club with the Hump Night Blues Band. Mm. Played a number of shows up there, and I had a band back in 2019, 2020 for a couple years called Scenic Seven with our current bass player, Tom Yancey, and our drummer who now lives up in Indianapolis, which is Zach Johnson. And it's fun. It's a pretty fun ride.
Yeah.
So what kind of styles do you guys play in Hillstead? And then, like, is Hillstead the only kind of style you play, or do you branch off into other genres?
So we do, we started writing last year, and we put out two singles. They're both really blues-driven. A lot of it's really Delta, bluesy, kind of soulful, like crazy guitar solos. And nice. So that's kind of overall style. I started out a few years playing bass, and so I did a lot of blues jams and things like that up in Little Rock. So that's kind of the general style, is like a bluesy rock, a lot of rock. We do cover songs and we do originals. So we have the two singles out, but we're in the process of an album right now. So
Nice. It's
interesting, because what we normally play, like cover songs, you know, things that we pick out, and just watching the album evolve is like a really big mixture, you know, of like all of those influences. It's pretty cool. So
awesome. Who are your influences?
Well, One of my bigger influences is Joe Satriani. He's a very huge part of that. Richie Blackmore from Rainbow. Eddie Van Halen was a huge influence.
Yeah.
As far as the style and versatility. A lot of Jimi Hendrix, Pete Townsend. I mean, I could go on. That's just a lot of the older influences that I have. And, you know, as I got more into production, I've done stuff from EDM to hip-hop, and now we're working on the album. It's really given me the opportunity to expand in a full band setting. And one of the more recent influences I've had is the Revivalists and J.J. Gray and the Mofro. They're pretty prominent as far as the style of music that we go to. So it's really interesting, very versatile. Very diverse.
Yeah.
As far as that.
Mine are, I would say, growing up and having like a different voice as a girl. It's lower, it's a little rougher. And so it's taken me a while to kind of like carve out my sound. And so a lot of my influences are like Etta James, you know, Janis Joplin, Aretha, Adele, So a lot of soul and, you know, a lot of emotion in it. That's kind of what inspires me, I guess.
Yeah, like Alabama Shakes.
You guys listen? Yeah. Yes.
I could definitely hear you guys.
Definitely. Like that.
So you guys said you're working on an album. Are you guys also doing a lot of shows this year? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. We have a ton of shows coming up. The 24th, we'll be back here in Hot Springs at Crosswalk. So, yeah, we play a lot Hot Springs, Little Rock. We have a favorite place, the Park House in Siloam Springs, and really cool bar with the Airbnb on top. And, you know, it's like on the river there. It's really nice. So, yeah, I mean, last year we started booking. Our first show was the beginning of April. And it just kind of started rolling from there, and we've been busy since with shows.
Yeah, it's been a nonstop train.
It has. When we did the singles last year, Mason reached out to his friend Noah, who is a phenomenal piano player, and so we wanted him to write some for the tracks and, you know, put some keys on it, and so he did. So he's featured on Daughter of a Black Sheep. And then he moved back here. He was in Tennessee, and he moved back to Hot Springs. So we started doing some trio acoustic shows. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of built the band, I'd say like 6 months ago or so. Met Jared, our drummer, and just started putting everything together and booked shows pretty quick. We play in at Third Thursday in Benton this year, which is a pretty big festival they do in Saline County. And we have some more stuff that'll be coming up here in the next couple months. So, yeah, it'll be a really busy year. We're excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, between producing the album, which we're projected to have that finished somewhere in the June or July, but you know, we're kind of holding off on announcing any sort of official date just because there's a lot of work being put into this album, so it may take longer.
Yeah, definitely.
Just depending on how the tracking and the back end of the writing process goes.
Yeah. We're not trying to rush it, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you guys record yourselves at home, or do you have a studio, or?
We're very, very lucky to work with some awesome people here. Our drummer, Jared, has a studio out in Jesseville. He also does drum lessons and other instruments and things like that he does lessons on. He is phenomenal. My son's actually doing lessons with him right now, so we're excited about that. So he has a studio there that we're able to use. Noah, our piano player, has a studio in town as well. It's over off of Airport, and he's put a lot of work into it. Looks really awesome. It's got a great sound in there. So, yeah, we'll be bouncing between them, and we use them for different things, too. If we want, like, a live recording or a tracking for the record, we'll set that up, too. But, yeah. That's where we'll do it. Some at home. Mm-hmm. Closets work great.
Yeah, we have a little home studio set up as well. Yeah. I've got tons of equipment and stuff at the house that I use. The stuff that we have at the house is what was used for the two singles last year. So all of that was done, you know, just between her and I.
Yeah.
We did all the guitars, bass, you know, vocals. Her son actually did the drums on those tracks as well.
Shout out to Preston. He's in percussion at Lakeside Band, and he made all region. He was first band, seventh chair, so did really well, and he's doing all state trials this coming up week, so we're like, fingers crossed. He's practicing really hard, but yeah, he did drums on the singles, and he's awesome. So we transformed our living room into a studio at our previous house when we started working on the songs last year, and put in all kinds of soundproofing and everything we needed, and just made it happen. So it was a really fun process. So we're super excited for the album and the guys having the studios and all of that to work with.
So I guess the music runs in your family. Are you going to recruit your son when he's old enough to come play with you at bars and places?
He already actually plays some shows with us. So He started playing the drum set a couple years ago, like actually practicing whenever we'd have other musicians over and play. And anytime he feels comfortable, I try and encourage him to get on a stage, you know.
Yeah.
When we do acoustic sets, we have a cajon, so it's just a little hand drum. Mm-hmm. And so he's able to just kind of jump in and play some percussion for some shows. And he hasn't played the set on stage yet, but he will. We're working on it. That's why we have him in lessons with Jared, in case we need a backup.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we did feature him once when we played in Bryant at the Farmer's Market, mm-hmm. and once in Selim Springs. He played the mm-hmm. cajon with us when we played an acoustic set.
Yeah.
So that was real fun, kind of breaking him in on that.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and of course, he has a blast. We have a blast, and it's a ton of fun, you know, being able to travel all over the state and, you know, meeting all these people and, you know, between the networking and the experiences of, you know, people enjoying the music that you put out, you know, stuff that you put years and years, you know, the album is a very, very big step, and it's a big focal point for this year. You know, we've got our website. You can check out our stuff on hillstadtheband.com.
Yeah, that's new.
And Kimberly actually designed the website herself. She did a phenomenal job. We have merchandise that's available on the website as well.
Yeah.
That we also designed, and we've put a lot of work and effort into it, just kind of building this entire, you know, project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it feels more like a business than a project at this point, you know, transitioning from, you know, only having this musical background to, you know,
yeah,
seeing Kimberly work her magic on the business side of it, you know, because yeah. she did the website, all of our graphic design for our events that go on social media and the website she does, you know, she has reached out to tons of people all over, you know, getting us on these stages, and, you know, we're very grateful to have her experience in that area really benefiting us.
I'm like building the plane while I'm flying, man.
Yeah, it takes a lot. Like, people think, oh, I'm just going to be this super talented musician and that's enough to make it. Except it's not, because you look on YouTube and there's a sea of super talented musicians.
Exactly.
But you gotta have that marketing side of, like, you know, I'm a super talented musician who also is putting myself out there.
Exactly.
Making the connections. Because if you just have the talent but you sit in your room,
mm-hmm.
you're not gonna achieve what you're trying to achieve. You
know? It's not the same, you know, and it's been a big learning experience over the last year. It's like, just, what does music mean, and what is the reason for doing it, you know? Because when it comes down to it, it's not like the money, or, you know, because people are like, oh, you have a busy weekend, that's a big weekend, and it's like, yeah. I mean, yeah, but it's so cool to go and, like, play a set, and you get off stage, and people are walking up, and they're like, I love the songs that you play, or I love the way that you play guitar, or, you know,
definitely.
My voice is very different. It's raspy, and, you know, so they're like, that's just interesting. How do you take care of your voice when you're doing a lot of shows and things like that, and interacting and just getting to share, you know, a message and the energy of playing that song, you know, that somebody else wrote, or when we get to play one of our own songs. One of the last shows we played, we did our song Best Views, and as soon as we got done, a guy walks up and he's like, hey, what did you say the name of that song? Where do I find it? He was like, I want to listen to it again, you know? And that's just the best feeling, because it's something you work so hard on, and it is art, and art's totally subjective. It's, everybody has their preference and their opinion, and they don't have to like anything, so it's cool to be appreciated, like, in those moments, and, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Professional production and podcast services now available through ND Studios. Elevate your brand with crisp, professional content. Premium podcast services start at $45 a session. Visit indiemusic.org and use promo code UNDERGROUND for 50% off your first two sessions. ndmusic.org, promo code underground for half off your first two sessions. Promotion code valid till March 1st, limited session times available. Indie Music, be heard.
So you guys said you are on Spotify.
Yeah.
And you have a website.
Yeah.
Where else can you be found, you know, Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah, Facebook and Insta. I keep all of our events current on Facebook, so you can see where we're going to be coming to play, any announcements, anything, go through Facebook and Insta. We have a YouTube channel, too, that I'm trying to kind of keep current. And so we'll do videos and stuff on there. And yeah, but Facebook and Insta, the website has our events, too, and streaming links and all that. But we're on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, pretty much anywhere you can listen to music. So
awesome. Yeah. And the spelling of the band is H-I-L-L-E-S-T-A-D.
Yes.
For anybody looking for the band, you know.
Yeah, it is the name, and, you know, it's different. And it's like one of those that people are like, how do you say that? How do you spell that? But it was my name, my maiden name before we got married, and it is a village in Norway.
Oh.
And so that's where my family comes from. And so it's always been a special thing. We have a family farm in Louisiana that's on Hillstead Lane.
Huh.
And that's what my family's always done. We were farmers, and, you know. So anyway, just a little bit of the meaning behind that.
There. Are you guys ever going to go play at the Norway town?
It's literally, like, in my plans. I've been talking about it for some months now.
Yeah.
They have a really cool gallery there, and sometimes they'll have different artists or musicians come in, and I think it would be very interesting to go and play over yeah. there. And I mean, I want to go visit and see the land and everything, but definitely to play somewhere while
yeah,
we're there.
That would be a neat little thing. You got to connect yeah. with your roots, and
yes,
might as well make it memorable.
Yes.
Is there anything else you guys want to add before we wrap things up about your upcoming plans? And
I don't think so. I mean, I think we pretty much covered everything.
Yeah.
Shows, merch at on the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have T-shirts and merchandise available. Yeah. Our website's up and running. So
yeah,
and that's hillstadtheband.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow our stuff on there, Facebook, Instagram. You know, we stay pretty in tune with social media, so stuff that we have coming out, I mean,
yeah,
you'll be able to find it. Our original music is out there on streaming platforms for people to listen, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just very fascinating seeing things evolve the way that they have, you know, because, you know, one thing that I would like to add is that, you know, a lot of musicians and a lot of people don't have the opportunity to voice their trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a very, very big part of it. And being able to channel that emotion and those events, like, for example, you know, Daughter of a Black Sheep is a very, very prime example of that, of what it's like, you know, being brought up in that environment. You know, Kimberly had wrote that, you know, many years ago, and, you know, watching it transpire and turn into what it is now is, there's a lot of things that happen, you know. It's like therapy, in a sense,
mm-hmm.
you know, and,
yeah.
you know, Mary J. Blige did a song called Therapy, where she talks about how, you know, when she goes to get away and, you know, say she's getting into it with her significant other, or, you know, things are happening in life, where she can go to a studio or put headphones on and escape that realm, and, you know, using that as a therapeutic source of channeling those emotions. And we feel very, very blessed to be able to have that opportunity, you know.
Definitely.
With our lives.
We appreciate the venues that support live music. You know, it's easy to hire a DJ and have people play through a list of songs, but these people that seek out different musicians for a certain sound or to fit their stage, props.
Yeah,
like, we sure. can't thank you enough.
For mm-hmm. sure. I think everybody benefits from that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everybody benefits from music being an escape and an outlet.
Yeah.
You know, even the audience and also the venue owners who book live music. Yeah, I think the venue goers benefit greatly from that.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to thank Kimberly and Mason for coming on the show today. I would suggest you guys check them out, Hillstead.
Thank you guys for having us. Thank you to the Sentinel Record and Lance for allowing us the opportunity to sit down and do this podcast.
Yeah, thanks.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.